John, what you showed me, is that in the overhead? Is it in your PowerPoint? Good. So funny. Oh, thanks.
Sorry?
This is it? No, this is not all of it. Hey, Kerry.
Do you have presentations? Do you have any presentations? Under technology, right? I'll leave it up to these guys then.
Manager's report about the budget meetings, and so if we couldn't make it October 9th, I would prefer if we could make it Monday, the 8th. I have a meeting on the 9th. I think Mike Carroll can't make it Tuesday either.
All right, did you shoot her email?
Yeah, but she's gone for sure.
Yeah. All right.
No, I can't make it Tuesday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, this is what we got.
But I sent Sarah an email earlier today.
I got the breakdown of all that. So.
You know, all the stuff we
got. I mean, there's no way any of us can sit here and go, oh, yeah, sure.
We'll take that for right now.
Someone's stealing chairs.
That's the only breakdown that they sent. Well, I sent Sarah. Hands up.
Yeah, just on the record goes out.
So I sent a lot of the other people out today.
It's fine.
remember all of it. I wouldn't be invited. Carrie, your order.
Oh, Carrie, hey, Joe. Les Margot.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Do we have a, do we care what committee's first?
No, it's.
Should we start bidding?
They did rock, paper, scissors.
Paper, scissors.
HR, one of
the
books.
Let's do it this way. I think we would really like
the meeting. Let's the.
Fine, we'll do public works. Let's do public works.
What is
Kathy's being Kathy's smart.
HR.
Let's do Tippy. We're doing Tippy, as Mr. Carroll calls it.
Tippy. Okay.
And then what, you know, after?
I don't know.
Public Works.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, good evening.
You guys ready?
Got
to call the roll.
Ready? Trustee Fenton?
Here.
Trustee Dodge?
Here.
Trustee Ruzick?
Here.
Technology, Innovation, and Performance Improvement Committee. Approval of minutes?
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
Move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Technology and Innovation and Performance Improvement Committee of August 20th, 2018.
Is there a second? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
We do need to change the name of this committee.
So. Greenbelt Project Update?
Our ever continuing quest to save money and be better. So.
Kathy,
be heard. Do we have any air conditioning?
I know, that's what I asked.
So the problem statement for this project was that the Village of Orland Park had a need to improve the hiring process to minimize the days to hire and provide applicant status updates throughout the entire hiring process. The current process from posting of a position to the acceptance of an offer had a mean value of 64.2 days. The village sought to reduce the cycle time to 36 days in accordance with a talent acquisition survey associated with the Society of Human Resource Management. So that was the goal that we had. In terms of our SMART statement, improving the hiring cycle time from the current mean of 64.2 days to no more than 36 days from posting to acceptance of the offer with timely notifications of the applicants throughout the process, and that was to be implemented by May 1st of 2017. So that is the scope in which we're working here. In terms of some of the project recommendations that were made by the Greenbelt team and implemented in HR, They included streamlining the posting to offer procedure, eliminating individual department sub-processes, as well as focusing on strategic recruitment efforts, and providing recruitment and hiring training to hiring managers throughout the process.
So, okay, so go ahead, I'm sorry.
So in terms of what we did from a department level is we did roll out the new hiring process, posting to offer procedure with our hiring managers. We held several training sessions starting, the mark on this was May of 2017. However, we rolled out a new talent acquisition management system, which was an online applicant tracking system. So we began training managers on that system as well as on this posting to offer procedure in and around that time early in the year. We also formalized the posting to approval process to include strategic recruitment initiatives, so prior to posting approvals. And what that helped us with was kind of stopping. Instead of just having a supervisor or manager come to us and say, fill this position, and then we'd get it posted right away, we'd stop, we'd sit back, we'd talk about the position, we'd make sure that the job description was all up to date, we would review with them what type of candidates they're looking to attract, what type of strategy we want to implement in terms of actually recruiting and what type of market we want to go out for with these candidates. And then the timeline. We'd actually try to talk about that timeline on the front end instead of just getting it posted and then waiting for the applications to come in. So we'd set the table ahead of time in terms of how much time we expected this to take.
Okay, so playing it back. Okay. The technology's in place. And if I looked at what you said in the recommendations, eliminate the individual department sub-processes. So that's done.
Yes.
We have one process, one system, all departments.
Yes, and that actually was huge because I think, and Angela, jump in wherever you can, some of the things that we found in these sub-processes is that departments were getting applications that HR didn't even know about. You know, while our process said all the applications come through HR, you know, they'd sneak in wherever, and then the departments would call us, say, hey, I need this person hired, and we'd be like, we don't even know where this